What are the new clinical research directions in CML that you think are going to have the most promise for the future?
I think that some of the things that are being looked at is, can we actually stimulate the immune system to prevent recurrence? That is, obviously, transplant has demonstrated that CML is a very good target for a new immune system. And if you have T-cell depletion, the disease comes back more quickly. So if we can teach the T-cells to react against the CML cells, I think that has the possibility to get patients to the point where they're cured of the disease and can come off all of the tyrosine kinase inhibitors. So there are a number of vaccines against different proteins that are being explored at Anderson, up at Memorial Sloan Kettering, etc. The other is the possibility of eradicating the emerging resistant clones. One of the mechanisms of resistance is mutations that occur, and many mutations have now been identified, and the majority of them, if they occur on imatinib, can be handled to a degree by the newer tyrosine kinase inhibitors, but one of them is the T315I mutation, and there's been nothing that's been very good against that at the present time, so that there's a lot of energy going in to develop drugs which are working specifically against this mechanism. There have been some studies as well that have been put in place over in Germany, in that one of the phenomena that we have to keep in the back of our minds was that interferon transformed the expectation over Hydrea, and that this was the first biologic agent that led to a very high cytogenetic response rate. But a number of these patients have been able to come off treatment and have remained relapse-free for many years. And it's thought that the interferon has been able to stimulate immunity against the CML cells, so that there are studies over in Germany demonstrating that you can actually develop immunity using interferon post-imatinib. So that, again, I think that as time goes by, we'll be looking more and more into ways of stimulating CML-specific T cells and natural killer cells as time goes on. Everyone's always fascinated by the specificity of the immune therapy, the magic fact that you can get rid of all these cells. But most of the vaccine studies have been difficult to demonstrate that they've been very effective in oncology, and we're always optimistic that the next one around the corner will be terrific, but not necessarily substantiated. One of the things that I encourage is to think a little bit more from the historical context. Don't read most of the old literature. Rather than thinking, is this a little bit better than that, or is that a little bit better? Think in terms of the goal is either long-term control or cure of the disease. And just going with the protocol du jour is not necessarily so.